Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy because they have joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
I haven't got a brain.
Joining me, as always, is the charming and lovely Diane Brierley.
You're a very bad man.
And the incomparable Ross Allen Skorshevsky.
I got a big ball.
Engineering, as always, Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during this program. Timothy, was it Robert?
Yep. Timothy Robert Ray.
The serial killer.
Man, this dude has a serious serial killer name. Anyway, this is the show that deals with all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Quick review on how the program works. You get to send us an email about anything under the sun. Nothing is off limits. Any question you have, you can send to us. You remain totally anonymous. In return, we are brutally honest. This is not a show to help build your self-esteem. We're trying to help fix your thinking. If you're very sensitive and you have uber boo-boos. I don't know what an uber boo-boo is, but you got all kinds of boo-boos on your emotions. Man, email Focus on the Family or somebody else. They'll be nice to you. Our concern to be nice is virtually non-existent. We are trying to fix stinking thinking. Hallelujah! Anyway, so that's what we do.
We're not even nice to each other.
Why would we be nice to you? For heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Sheesh. What do people want? That's their problem. Everyone got their ooh boo boos all over the place.
Yeah.
You gotta talk to me the right way. I got boo boos. You can't talk to me that way because I got boo boos. Nobody can talk to them, and their boyfriend can't talk to them that way, and their husbands can't talk to them that way, and their cousins and uncles and their grandmas and their in laws can't because I got boo boos.
Don't touch my boo boos.
But I need a t-shirt.
Don't touch my boo-boos. I'm afraid that
boo-boos.
might mean something else.
Yeah, that might be taken the wrong way.
Especially if you had it smack right across the front of the shirt.
Don't touch. Well, it works either way. Don't touch them.
That's right.
Don't touch my boo-boos, for heaven's sakes. You can think of whatever you want. Just don't touch them.
Hands off
the boo-boos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, don't play with the boo-boos.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
No, those are boo-boos.
Not too.
Talking about boo-boos here. Anyway, okay.
Okay, you'll like this one.
What do we got here?
This was sent in by one of the listeners. Redheads have more sex than blondes or brunettes.
Yes!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! This is fabulous!
Yeah!
Redheads have more sex! I gotta show this to my wife.
It says blondes may have more fun, but redheads have more sex, according to new research
now,
in Germany.
Now, wait a minute. How could the blondes have more fun if the redheads are getting more sex?
No, the saying just is blondes have more fun.
Oh.
You know the saying, blondes have more fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, that's not true. Well, maybe the redheads are having sex, but it's not fun. I don't know.
Oh, that's a drag.
You two are cheering.
Oh, no. This could be a slam
maybe
on us.
Maybe your redheads just aren't having fun. There you are.
They're having more sex because we're so bad at it.
That's right.
They're trying to get it right.
The study by Hamburg sex researchers looked at the sex lives of hundreds of German women and compared them
with their hair color. Sieg Heil! Long live the master race!
They said...
Hallelujah!
The sex lives of women with red hair were clearly more active than those with other hair color. They have more... more partners and they
have
more
we don't want that.
No more partners and more sex than the average.
No so partners, just the one Puerto Rican.
More people and more often. The research shows that the fiery redhead certainly lives up to her reputation. He added that women who dyed their hair red from another color were signaling they were looking for a partner and added, even women in a fixed relationship are letting their partners know they are unhappy if they dyed their hair red. They're saying they're looking for someone better.
Oh, man.
Oh, so even that's fake.
Oh, something better.
Yeah, okay. I would say that that's probably not true. I do color my hair red, and it's not because I'm looking for someone. they said, however,
we're praising God for the redheads.
Yes.
Thank you, our Lord, for the glorious redheads in our lives. For this, we give you thanks.
Yes, we do.
Red stands for passion, and when a man sees a redhead, he will think he is dealing with a woman who won't mess around and get straight to the point when it comes to sex.
Hallelujah! All right.
That's it. It's not significant.
That's very encouraging. The only thing is these redheads freak the crap out of us because when they get mad, holy cow. Yeah.
Because fiery just isn't about what goes on in the bedroom.
No, it's like, so you got both sides of it. On the one hand, you might have a hot redhead. On the other hand, you married a hot redhead.
That's right.
Yes, you did. There's upside and a downside.
There's an upside and a downside. To everything. That is hilarious.
Isn't that hilarious? That and they actually awesome. Studied it. Even those
redheads,
of us who do it on purpose.
Especially the German redheads have more sex than blondes or better sex.
Even though
lives.
The blondes have more fun.
Maybe the blondes are having more fun when they're having sex.
I don't know. Puerto Rican.
Well, okay.
What a great nationality.
I have it covered because I'm a natural blonde.
Puerto Rican. You're German and Puerto Rican, right?
I'm a Puerto Rican.
No, you're not.
Because I live in Wisconsin.
Polish and Puerto Rican.
No, polar. It's polar.
Polar
ice
is
caps.
Where it's cold.
Polar. Trying to think.
Oh, Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, yeah.
It's our children.
What are you?
Puerto
Rican. Polish, Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican German.
Yeah, polar.
my granddaughter. She's a Puerto Rican German.
Oh, my. I like this. I'm taking this home.
There you are, I'm
and
sure.
Me too.
I'm sure my wife.
Both of you will have to take that one home for show and tell.
I'm going to go take this to somebody I know.
But see, I can't leave this. I can't put it on the fridge anymore because my son's very...
He can read now.
He's starting to read a lot more. Than
Redheads have
more. What does SCX spell, Dad? What does that mean?
Talk to Poppy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good.
Pretty
gravy.
Funny.
Okay, start cool. off the show with some praise for you.
Yes, I love praise.
Hey, Mark, just wanted to let you know that your wisdom and advice is very refreshing. Of course, the silliness in the show is nice, too.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
I've been listening to your podcast since the radio show started.
That was off the reservations.
Yeah, if you like silly, go back awesome. And listen to yesterday.
One of the most unproductive shows ever done.
Yes.
All right.
It was. She says, back in 2009, I was married for 3 years. I'm still married today, by the way, but had no...
Is she a redhead?
Doesn't say that.
Maybe she is. That's why she's still hot.
They had been married for 3 years, but did not have any children yet. And after listening to many of your shows, I felt convicted as to why I wasn't having any children yet. My only reason was selfishness. When I tell people that now, then they try to dismiss what I have to say. For example, no, you were just enjoying your time alone with your husband, or you were young and could wait. I was 28 when I got pregnant. I talked with my husband about having children. Then we decided to go off all forms of birth control in March of 2010, and I got pregnant right away. I loved being pregnant, and now I have an 8.5-month-old baby boy. I can't wait to have more children. Thank you for speaking out against waiting to have kids. I'm glad I didn't wait until I was ready, because that would have been never. Since having the baby back in November, I have been trying to catch up on podcasts by listening to at least 2 a day and sometimes more. Yes, I'm crazy, she said.
Wow.
But you convinced them to not wait.
Well, that's totally awesome.
And have children.
The one thing, the thing that now she is enjoying more than anything in her life is that child.
Yep.
We all feel this way.
Yep.
When you become a parent, it is but yet everybody fights to get the one thing they will love the most in life. Good Lord.
Now, I know, she's beautiful, isn't she?
Holy
I saw her before.
Stinking cow.
What?
These, we always have Fox News. I'm on the background while we're doing the show, and these super babes that are doing the news.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
I wouldn't hear a word she was saying.
A meteorologist that's up there sometimes, too, like, you know, telling us what the weather's going to be like across our great states.
Yeah,
like,
look at these women. All you hear is...
It's the peanuts. Wah, 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 your, wah, wah,
your,
wah.
Your ears just start ringing.
Or we're just
good
pigs.
Lord.
You didn't see her before?
Or we're just pigs. It could be that.
I saw her before. I did not point her out because I figured that once you saw her, like, I would lose your attention entirely.
Good grief.
She's gorgeous. She's Holy one that I look moly. At and go, what do I got to do to look like that? Come on.
Good.
That's a pass of surgery.
I guess, maybe.
She's not a redhead, though, so.
No, she's
not a redhead,
not.
So obviously she's not getting you great sex, which is too bad for her.
She's a brunette.
I wonder if redheads have a higher success rate for marriage.
I don't know. Why don't you do a study?
Probably because their husbands are afraid of them.
Maybe.
That's the key.
Marry your redhead.
You got to marry redhead.
Very short leashes we have.
Because, you know.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Cool. All right.
Okay. This email says, this is the theological question that we never got to yesterday because we never got to anything yesterday. He says, I'd like to ask a theological question, please. I was listening to one of Mark's Sunday morning sermons on his church website, which I listen to all the time along with this show.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people listen to.
Oh, a lot.
There's a redhead.
Yeah. A lot listen. Right. Ross likes that girl.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, you've commented on her before when she's been on. Quite often you make comments about that one.
She has kind of
one.
Peculiar beauty. She's got these kind of like canine teeth that could be very like vampire-ish.
I don't know, but you've commented several times on that one about thinking that she's attractive.
I want to suck your blood.
Oh, boy. We can't derail
another show.
You're
pretty in a vampire-ish kind of way. I don't know that would work for her.
Probably not.
She's kind of pale looking, though. Maybe she is a vampire. Maybe she's a vampire.
Maybe she's a vampire.
She don't comes down to the mirror.
She could be. Well, listen, we're equal opportunity country here. There's no reason a vampire can't work on the news.
That's right.
She looks like she has freckles, but they're kind of covered up with makeup.
I think she's
dead. I love freckles.
I think she's dead.
She is dead.
She's dead. That's why she's kind of pale. She's mostly dead. with red hair and vampire teeth. All right.
Oh, good heavens.
Oh, no, okay. It's like yesterday's show
just
already.
Like yesterday.
That was your fault, by the way. You pointed her out.
No, I didn't.
He said, holy stinking cow.
No, oh, right. That was the first one. Then you went to this one.
No, and then he said, there's a redhead.
I did both.
He
of them.
Did
oh,
it.
I own
My
it.
My back is to the TV.
It. My bad.
My focus is 100% on you two men. I have to turn my back to the TV.
We gotta go watching Fox News. Holy cow. All right.
He won't pay attention the rest of the day. Okay. Right. He'd been listening anyway to your sermons. And one of the sermons you were talking about when Jesus was telling people to address the poor as they would address him. I don't know what that is. Talking to the poor as they would talk to him? Anyway.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He went to the passage. He said it was Matthew 25. I went there.
When you
there,
do
and it doesn't
the
say,
least of these, you've also done unto me that.
Oh, maybe it's that. Maybe it's
when
that.
When did I see you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, maybe it is that one. It got me really wondering, are we supposed to address and give to every single poor hand that we see? I really hope I do not sound selfish because I like to give and want to give when I can, whether it be time or money, but I work in a large city and see homeless people all the time with their hands out. I do not carry cash and do not want to become a target, but now every time I walk away from one of them, I think of these verses. I just would like to know your thoughts on this.
Ah, good question. A lot of people struggle with that. I always struggle when I go. You know what I do? A lot of times I try, carry some change on you on purpose.
Yeah, just change.
Just for people like this. On the other hand, it's one thing to help people who are really in need.
Right.
It's another who just people are obnoxious. Now, I was in San Francisco, and these guys are pros.
Yes, they
this
are.
Is what they do for a living. They
they're
can
the
handle
same
for
people
a living.
All the time on the same spots. They actually fight with each other about who gets the best spots. And they're just mooching off of people.
Yeah.
So,
but it's hard to know who is that person and who is somebody who might really be in need.
My guess, again, just because you feel bad, you don't know, go by it. I try to have something, but it's probably not helping them at all. To really answer this question, I would give to people that you know who are in need in your own community.
You can find plenty of places that are...
And if you don't have the cash on, just smile and say, I don't have any cash. I mean, you can do the opposite. You can intentionally not carry cash with you.
Yeah.
Just so you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So, But I don't know. There's a difference between people who are really in need and professional panhandlers.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done studies. Some of these panhandlers make a lot of...
Yeah.
Well, they do. I remember being in New York one time.
Well, you don't know who is
and
who isn't.
This guy had a cup out, and we actually sat there and watched him while my brother was in one of the shops down in Times Square. Of course, he's dressed fine. He's got a leather coat. He's got the nicest Nike shoes and all this stuff, but he's got a cup out there, and he's shaking it. And people will come by. They'll put in some cash and some change. What he does is he empties it out and puts it into his pocket and then puts a few, you know, coins back in there so it jingles. So they're always – and I've heard that they can make up to, you know, $500 to $1,000 a day if they're out there all day long.
Depends on who they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
God! So, you know, it's kind of, or some of them are alcoholics and they just take it and they just drink it away. Yeah. And you don't want to feed into that. So it's a lot of people struggle with that. You know, the reality is, you know, there's lots of people who are in need that you can find in your local community that you can legitimately help or give through your church that does legitimately help people. Benevolence ministries in the church. So there's all kinds of
and
ways
you know where
that
it's
you
going.
Can. Yeah, you can really do it. It's a little tougher when you don't know where it's going. Sometimes I'll do it just because I feel bad. So I have some change just to help them out, you know.
You know what I have done when I see people like that? I quick go through a drive-thru or whatever, A&W, pick up a hamburger, fries, $5, and then say, are you hungry? Would you like this? And I actually give them the food. I have done that.
Yeah,
and they're you know very appreciative and all of that. And if they're really hungry, you know.
I'm hungry.
I was watching a guy like this like it was in Chinatown or something, and I don't know if it's San Francisco, LA, whatever. But this guy came up and gave him a sandwich, and then he went on his way. And the guy opens the sandwich, and he's looking, he's pulling some stuff out of it, and you know, and then he threw it away.
Actually were hungry and have eaten it.
Again,
so.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
I remember taking.
Better to really give to where you know it's going.
I took my son when he was 18 to Boston. I mean, we grew up small town like Neillsville, like you did. There's not people on the corners. It's the first time he's really seen us.
Yeah.
So we're walking from the subway station to Fenway Park to see the baseball game. And there's guys all along there, of course, because they're picking up the baseball traffic, and like what you're saying in Times Square. The poor kid was beside himself. It was like he had, you know, dollars and quarters, and he's trying to give it to everybody.
Yeah, because you want to be nice.
I can't just give it to everybody, Mom. Yes. And I'm like, honey, you can't. You know, there's just so many of them, and they're set up here just specifically to pick up on the...
Yeah.
The traffic that which we were, you know, the tourists or the ball game people. So he was just beside himself of how he was going to help all of these people along the way.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Not much of a theological answer to your question, but my advice, give to where you know it's going the best. Anyway, okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back with your emails right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. to view a schedule and register for an upcoming event. Visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose wherever it goes.
You're listening to the Mark Gardner Show.
You make me smile. Thank goodness for no cameras rolling during this show.
Coming in the tail end of some very private conversations here, but very funny.
The boys are giving me a complex today.
Answering your questions about love and marriage, you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com.
Okay, this email says, thanks for all the advice. My husband and I have been married for 7 months. We fornicated before we got married. We had pre-marriage counseling with our pastor, and he asked us if we did, and we both lied. We had stopped. They had stopped having sex. They had stopped having sex.
Okay.
But they lied and said that they didn't to the pastor. Now, she says, it's bothering me, and I feel so guilty. I told my husband we need to admit to our pastor we lied, but he refuses to. Should I tell my pastor on my own or keep praying and wait for God to convict him, my husband?
Why is your husband comfortable with the fact that you lied to your pastor?
I don't think he's comfortable with it. He just doesn't want to fess up to the lie. He may not be comfortable with it.
Oh, you shouldn't lie to your pastor. I mean, good grief. Yeah, fess up. What's your pastor going to do? Throw you out of church? As long as he's going to hate you.
Confession does the soul good.
Yeah, for your benefit, you guys should make it right. Mm-hmm. Don't start out living a lie. Because church people are so great at living lies. The whole thing is no one knows our business and everybody thinks one thing, we lie about another. And you want a bad story about lying? Look in the Bible, the book of Acts.
Oh, yep.
Now this is not going to apply to you. We don't think God's going to strike you dead.
No.
Okay. But there was this couple in the New Testament. Everybody was giving money to the church. Big time money. Well, they wanted to feel like they were giving big time money too and sacrificing everything.
Yeah.
So they sold a piece of property. Let's say they sold it for, we'll just pick a number for like a house or something or land. Let's say a piece of land for $50,000. Okay. Well, they told everybody they sold it for like $25,000 and they gave it all to the church. So it wasn't really about the amount. It's just that they wanted everybody to know that they had given everything.
They inflated what they had done.
Yeah. So, we also gave everything, you know, and here's $25,000 because we got $25,000 for this land and what a great thing because they wanted to come off as something that they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Peter says to them, because the Holy Spirit right away lets him know what's going on. The husband is there. Was it the husband first? Yeah.
Yes.
Husband first. And says to him, hey, did you really sell this piece of land for $25,000? I'm giving you the amounts. It doesn't really say the amounts. I'm making those up. But he goes, yeah. And he said, why are you lying? Why are you lying to the Holy Spirit? Mm. He says, "When it was your money. You could do anything you want with it. No one said you had to give it. There's no obligation. But the fact that you're living this lie, and the Bible says the guy dropped dead on the spot. So the people came and dragged his dead body out, and the wife shows up a couple hours later.
Sapphira.
And says, got a question for you. Did you really sell your property for $25,000? And she went, oh, yeah. And he says, why? And he says the same thing to her. And she drops dead. So I'll tell you what, if people go to church, maybe if your husband went to a church where people drop dead for lying, he'd be more motivated. But clearly, now I don't think you're going to drop dead from this, but clearly that's a Bible example of don't live a lie.
Yeah, Acts chapter 5, if you're willing to go look at that for yourself.
Yeah, go read it yourself. And tell your husband, listen to this, play this for him. Come on, dude, get a pair, you big baby.
You big baby.
What a baby. I don't know. Look, you're a lying piece of crap. Just go admit it. Say, look. We want to talk to you. And you get in pastor's office. When we were premarital counseling, he asked us if we were fornicating, and we said no. And the truth was, we were. And we don't want to live a lie. And just ask you to forgive us.
Well, and why did they lie? If they had stopped, all they had to say was, we were, but we stopped. We know that that's the right thing.
Because people don't want to be seen in a certain light. That's why we call them hypocrites. True. And we call them phonies.
I don't know if I would...
Dude, you're married 7 months, 7 months already. You want to start out your married life.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Being a lying piece of crap. Come on. What's the matter with people? Good grief. Be a big boy. Put on your big boy panties.
Are they really called panties?
Pantaloons.
In his case, they are.
Yes.
Put on your big boy panties.
Your big boy boxers.
And go in and sit down with the pastor. You and your wife and say, we got a confession. What do you think your pastor's going to do? Hate you? He has to forgive you or he'll go to hell. That's a great thing about Christianity, isn't it? They got to forgive you in the end anyway. Well, they do. If you don't forgive people, you go to hell, right?
So that's a win for you,
it's
apparently.
It's a win for everybody. So why Christians are afraid to confess sins in a system that is designed to send you to hell if people don't forgive you, I don't understand. Because then it's not about forgiveness. They know he'll forgive them. They just don't want to be seen in a negative
light.
Yeah,
that is quite hypocritical,
isn't it? They would rather play the hypocrite.
Yeah.
Man, don't be one of these people, like Christians, a whole life, they're just phonies. They're so plaid. Man, you can't get a match near them. They'll start to melt.
because they're so plastic.
They're so plastic. Man, don't start out being full of crap. You liar! Go talk to your pastor. Fess up. And quit lying. Who cares what people say? Good grief, you dork. Guys like this just tick me off.
I guess you
come to church, you're screaming and yelling at each other. Rah! And you walk in, everybody says, how you doing? Oh, great. Yeah, liar.
Do you know how I get around that question? I'll confess my sins on the air. When I walk in, if we were just arguing on the way in, as what happened yesterday when we were coming to church. When somebody says, hi, how are you today? I go, how are you?
You just turn it right back at him.
I do not answer because I'm not going to lie and I'm not going to say that. So I just go, how are you?
Well, what's the deal? Say, I'm okay.
To certain people, I will.
Yeah,
I
say, well, you know, other than
not
me.
Not to others.
Other than me arguing with my husband on the way to church.
I will say that to some people, but some people I'm not going
you don't
to
even
say
know
anything
them, but,
to.
No, I get it.
But I won't even answer it and say, I'm good. I won't even do it because I just feel like a hypocrite. I'll just say, how are you?
Oh, I just
so how are you, Diane?
Today I'm really great.
That
how
was
are yesterday.
You,
I'm awesome, man.
So, you know, I don't know, man. Just fess up. Good grief. Everybody's got to know people like this.
Yes.
Their whole lives are nothing but worrying what other people think about them.
It's a terrible way to live.
I would hate to live that way. What kind of life is that? You plastic big bone phony? Good grief. Call up your pastor. Oh, he'll be shocked that you are fornicating. Yeah, like he's never heard that before. I can't imagine people fornicating today. Why do you think he asked you the question in the first place, you dork? Because everybody's doing it.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child.
each kid's flag page game comes with everything you need to complete three kids' flag pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stand
by me. Hey, you're standing on my foot.
So stand.
Not so close.
You know who this is, right?
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Lippschlagen.
Lippschlagen. This is Seal, married to...
I don't know who this is.
Who's Larry Fitzgerald married? Larry Fitzgerald is a Cardinal football player, isn't he?
He's pulling random names.
Oh, my gosh.
From out his...
his arse.
Arse.
Hey. So now who's this?
Seal, married to Heidi Klum.
Oh, please. Oh, good God.
I don't know who that is.
Okay,
Heidi
Klum? I will tell you.
Former Victoria's Secret model?
Hey.
Oh, no, I don't. Hey. I don't look at those.
I don't
She's
either,
the blonde girl.
I'm a spiritual man of God.
I will tell you, I saw pictures just recently of her when she was on vacation with the fam, and she's had a few kids. She kind of looks like me now, by the way.
Hollywood didn't think so.
Well, Hollywood does a lot of airbrushing. These pictures, this woman looks just like a regular mom on the beach with too much fluff hanging out.
This guy's
I'll tell
name
you that.
Is
Seal.
Seal?
Yes.
He's the guy that's got the face thing.
Oh, Diane's giving us a hard time because we noticed the hot chicks
I'm
on
not
Fox.
Giving you a hard time because you're noticing
you're,
it.
Oh,
I'm
you're
saying
a
you
hot
give a girl
yourself.
A complex when I sit here for an hour
oh,
straight
every
and
time
all I hear is...
Every time.
Look at her.
How many people have commented
on her?
That's not
what we're doing.
Wipe up the puddle.
Saying that she's gorgeous. You
Wipe
said
up
it.
The puddle.
And here
as
we
soon
are.
As Diane walks in the room, this is all we hear.
Now you're just mocking.
We're not. This is the theme song going on.
Now you're just mocking.
We should play it every time she walks in the door.
We should.
There's a difference between mocking and watching the two of you sit here with your chins on the table.
It's not mocking. This is your theme song.
She comes
to
the talk on the radio. She's hot.
Yeah. You can't even build her self-esteem. She won't even take it.
I know.
We try to be nice, and she still beats
no,
us.
No, you're
she
not.
Takes
you're
it and
mocking.
Throws it in the
We're not mocking.
You are mocking.
Okay, now I will mock.
You are mocking.
No, don't mock. She's a redhead. She gets mad,
I know
man.
You
no,
are
she's
mocking.
Not a redhead.
Oh, she's a phony redhead.
Yep,
she's
a phony redhead.
Oh, okay.
But I win either
She gets
way
mad like a redhead, though. I've seen
no,
her.
No, yes, she has.
All right, who you got now? You
okay,
got?
These are actually some comments from a listener. Do you remember the show where the lady was saying that they had the toddler and they were too busy and couldn't find time for each other and
yes.
you went off on her?
Yes, I yes. did. That was brutal.
Yes, you were. This is a lady that listened to that show and is giving you some comments.
Oh.
But they're good.
Oh, okay.
I listened to the show at the end of last week where a lady with a toddler said she didn't have time for her husband. I have been married for 25 years. My husband and I have been busy filling our house with little ones. We have had consecutive toddlers for 18 years.
Wow. Is this the Duggars?
No.
The who?
No, the Duggars with all the kids.
19, what was it? 19
and counting.
Wow. That
TV
show?
No, this isn't them.
I don't watch those shows.
She said, our relationship has never suffered. Now listen carefully to this. She says, on the worst days, he got 2 minutes.
I like this
yes.
girl.
Years?
She must be a redhead.
Yes.
She must be a redhead. She walks in, her husband goes, it's hot, hot, hot. Oh, yeah. How do I get this?
We need a puppy song. If I'm going to get the job.
Have you got 2 minutes? So we're
going to bump, bump, bump. Apparently, she
Here we go.
Least,
rum, bum, bum, bum.
At least give it that.
Rum, bum, bum, bum.
Done. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Feeling hot. Hey, baby, it's a little warm in here. It's like 2 minutes here. Well, good for her, man. She says, 18 years of having babies, and she's still
giving him the 2 minutes.
I love her to give him at least 2 minutes when the boy needs a little encouragement.
She says,
I love this woman.
Years of getting up with babies during the night often left me tired in the wee hours of the morning as my husband was waking up, but he didn't care if I was half asleep. It really doesn't take that much effort on the part of the woman.
There you go. See, that's the whole point.
I always considered meeting my husband's sexual needs my top priority. The mistake most Christian parents make is bad parenting. Loving your kids does not mean revolving your life around them, meeting every wish and desire.
That's right.
The goal of parenting is to raise up responsible, independent, competent young adults. Training begins the day they are born. Meet their needs, teach them to meet their own needs as soon as possible, and teach them to serve others in love. Recently, one of my daughters got married, and her daughter was, I think, 18 when she got married. She received so much unsolicited advice from Christian women that shocked me. One married woman told her she had not had sex for 14 months because she had been refusing her husband.
And she's giving advice?
To the new 18-year-old bride.
Well, why is she giving her advice?
Unsolicited advice.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. And the mother says, what kind of advice is that? As my daughter was sharing this conversation, I did not have the courage to tell her that my husband and I had just had sex 3 times in the past 24 hours.
Well, I tell you,
was that just 6 minutes worth, though?
I appreciate her not sharing that with her kid.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to hear that from mom. I'd be traumatized.
No. She said, my daughter and I watched
three times in the last 24 hours.
Man, I feel bad.
Yes, of course
See, she feels bad because we're looking at the...
And you feel bad because you didn't get sex 3 times in the past 24 hours.
Now I feel bad.
Okay.
Everybody feels bad now.
She said, my daughter and I watched most of Mark's DVDs together, and it was filled with great teaching, so she thanks you. She said, I want to share one of my daughter's stories as a new bride. You'll love this. Mm-hmm. She said, I gave her my kudos. As a brand new couple, they moved into a less than ideal place, like most newly married couples do.
What a shock.
One of the problems of this place was mice. My daughter bought mouse traps and asked him to set them. Days went by, and still the traps were not set. One night, after his long day of work, she kindly asked him to set the traps. He said he was too tired and needed to sleep. She said, fine. If you are too tired to set the mouse traps, you are too tired for sex. No mouse traps, no sex. So to bed they go. A few minutes later, he starts coming on to her. She says, time out. Go set the mouse traps. Rather irritated, he got out of bed and set them, and then returned for his reward.
Yes! So, now, those people who have a fit over that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you can't
do
that.
They would rail at you.
You can't use sex as a weapon. Goofy people.
Yeah.
Have a great marriage, and she gets the deal right. He learned something, for heaven's sake.
And she got the mousetrap set, and nobody was none the worse for it. But there are people, you're right, who would have an absolute cow over that.
I think, you know, and my answer back to those people is, so what are you saying? That a woman has to have sex no matter what? No matter how she's treated? No matter what? I mean, what? No one ever asks them back the question.
Well, they never have an answer when you ask them.
Like, I don't know.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Well, what is it that you're saying?
Because I'm trying to make what I'm saying clear. Yeah. Knew it.
Yes.
Send that lady. We ought to send her a book, a signed copy, hardback copy of my book, because that was fabulous. Mm-hmm.
3 times in 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I almost didn't read that because I knew you'd get stuck on it.
Yeah. She must be hot. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. She really must be seriously hot. Yeah, and here's the thing. I'll bet you, after how many children has she had?
Well, I don't know, the 18 years worth of toddlers, so quite a few.
I don't know how hot she is, literally, but that's more of an attitude
than the perfect thing.
I mean, she's giving us a hard time because we notice these super babes on
these
Fox.
Girls could be wenches in real life.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I mean, who looks like? Nobody looks like. That's why they're on TV and we're not, for heaven's sakes.
Yes.
But I mean, for heaven, hot is really much more. Women who try to compare themselves to that, no wonder they're all depressed all the time.
Absolutely.
Here's a lady who's had Lord knows how many children, been married for 18 years.
Yep.
And talking to her 18-year-old daughter while thinking in the back of her head, I just got three times in the last 24 hours. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah. And I'm sure she doesn't look like the chicks on Fox News.
Probably
I'll bet you
not.
Any money.
She could.
Maybe I'm telling you, these girls that look like these women on Fox News are pretty preoccupied with looking like the women on Fox News. They don't really have much going on upstairs and are not very relational. And not to put all of them in that category, but they are very self-consumed a lot of the times and not the kind of girl y'all would want really.
Point.
All of the time anyway.
Point.
There is no point. The point's on the top of your head. There.
24 hours and 3 rolls in the hay.
See, the Fox girls would be too afraid of messing up their makeup to have 3 rolls in the hay.
Because they have someone else put it on for them anyways.
Oh, Ross. You can leave the room now, Ross. Go away. Go away.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, this
what
is
a great lady. Yes. What a, see, all you girls, be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be like that lady.
Lady.
It's a
lady.
Nice lady.
Now you sound like Jerry Lewis a little
lady,
bit.
Hell, lady. What a nice lady. She's nice to her husband.
She got it.
And he's probably nice to her.
She needed to take care of him,
sure,
and it wasn't all
she's
about.
She's allowing the 2-minute
and
drill.
They're 18 years. And
that's pretty good. Now, before everybody feels terrible, this is not the norm.
That's dang impressive. Yeah. All I got to say.
You're telling me not to compare myself to the chicks on Fox News. You just can't be comparing yourself to this either, boys. Come on.
I'm trying to think.
What do I got to do? When you're listening to your 18-year-old thinking, yeah, I still beat that. That's dang impressive. That's all I got to
I'm
say.
I'm just trying to think of what I can do to create this scenario.
She's a fabulous woman.
Yeah.
We got to send her something. I don't know.
I don't know if you can create that.
Oh, I sure can.
Well, maybe you can. Let us know what you decide to do.
I will not.
To create that scenario.
I will not bring any of that to this table and discuss it in front of my father-in-law.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I'll tell you after.
Don't tell me. La, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. Okay, this is a dating question. I know you like them.
No one hit harder in the recession than workers.
Really?
That's a brilliant statement. Way to go.
Well, this is all class warfare analysis. Well, we got to shut off this Fox Newsy. So the president's talking about no one's hit harder in the recession by workers.
Than the workers.
Well, everybody's a worker.
Well, yep. There's some people who aren't workers. Are they talking about like the blue collar workers? Is that what they're talking about?
I don't know. Everybody's a worker if you're going to make any money.
Not if you're unemployed.
No, but I'm just saying it's like it's the workers that have been hurt. As if the business owners aren't the workers.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what ticks me off.
I see what you're saying.
You know, the guy said, it's the workers. Well, you nitwit, we're all working. No, don't get me started. Politics. Anyway, move on.
Dating. Question.
I had more fun about the... Hot!
Credits.
24 hours!
3 times!
All right.
Boys, we're back. I have just discovered your show 2 days ago, and I'm really appreciating...
Traumatized already, probably.
She says, I'm really appreciating the anti-touchy-feely, no-nonsense practical advice. Plus, Star Wars and Princess Bride, how can you go wrong? So here is...
I like this girl, too.
Here is my cold, hard reality. I am almost 42 years old, never married woman.
Okay.
I live in a small community where everyone knows each other, and decent, available men in my age group are as scarce as palm trees on the moon. It's like nuclear winter here.
Fargo, North Dakota.
I don't even know where it is. The other things you need to know are that I serve as in a prominent position in my truly fantastic church. I asked her what that meant. She said she's an elder. Okay. But I think it would be inappropriate to date anyone in my community. Also, I am taking care... Because apparently she's an elder in the church and sees that as being inappropriate of dating people.
That's why you're single, dear.
Yes.
She's taking care of her increasingly dependent 76-year-old mom. Good for you. You're taking care of mama. Yeah. So moving is not an option. So after listening to a couple of shows, I have finally heard a satisfactory answer about why masturbation isn't cool.
Uh-huh.
If it were just a physical release I was after, I wouldn't be writing this email. Uh-huh. I miss connection and intimacy, and I'm tired for feeling bad that I am not completely content in my relationship with God. And if I hear how singleness is a gift one more time, there will be blood. I need some help dealing with my reality. I am surrounded by the marrieds, who are some fantastic people, and I don't sit around with a few single friends whining about the lack of eligible men because it's just not helpful. Thanks so much. She says, gritting my teeth is how she signed it. I'm not a troll. I have a sense of humor and a brain in my head, and I am becoming more of a butt-kicking woman.
She got that from listening to the show for 2 days?
Well, apparently.
Wow.
Wow. I'm
Maybe she
impressed.
Listened to multiple episodes.
I was
going to
say, she had
something.
To have taken a deep dive into the archives.
I'm
Man,
sure.
if we get that through to her in 2 days, my life has meaning.
It does.
I'm impressed. But I like this woman. She's not a troll.
No, she says she's not a troll. So she heard enough of whatever she listened to in 2 days to get your gist.
I wonder if she's.
Feeling hot, 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 hot. Hey! Everybody dance! Hot, hot, hot. Shake it!
Come on! Oh, what a great song. Anyway, okay.
She's stuck on this inappropriate to date anybody in the church. Or
what a great place to start.
Well, but she's
an
elder.
She has
so
anybody
thinks,
in her church.
Well, there might not be anybody around. I don't know.
She lives in a tiny. Look, sweetheart, I appreciate what you're saying, but let's change the subject. Let's pretend you're trying to catch a fish, and the only water in your town is a little tiny pond 3 inches deep. Now, if I was sitting there with my pole in a little pond 3 inches deep and going, I can't find a fish. What do I do? What do I do? What would you say to me? You'd say, go to a bigger pond. Go somewhere else. Wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
That's what you would say.
That's what I would say.
That's what you would say.
I'd
okay?
say move on.
Move on. Okay. So now, if you're trying to find a job and you live, I don't know, in a town where there's nothing, like Fargo, North Dakota. I don't know.
Fargo's supposed to be a nice town, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But fun to make fun of them because they're
it's Fargo.
And they're in Minnesota. No, they're near North Dakota. North Dakota. They are Vikings fans over there, though.
That's good.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
That's too bad. You got to feel bad for them. So anyway, if you live in a town, like the only thing in town is a bar and a gas station.
And there are towns like that.
And that's like half
there
of
There might be a church.
That's half of Wisconsin yeah. right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some have two or three bars and a
On
gas station.
On every corner.
Okay. So this is really true. There's like a gazillion of those.
Oh, I know.
And yes, there is.
A bar and a gas station. And usually there's no gas station.
Right.
It's just the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And priorities.
So, and you live in a town that there's just a bar and a gas station, or in Wisconsin, just a bar. And a guy says to you, I need a job. What should I do? And you say, well, go find a job. And he said, well, but there's the only thing here is the bar, and the one guy has the job.
They're not hiring.
They're not hiring because I'm waiting for this guy to get cirrhosis of the liver so I can get his job, okay? All right. Now, what would you say to the guy?
You need to move. She has her mom she's taking care of, so that's
why
moving's not an
answer. Okay, so
answer.
If the guy says, I can't go look for a job because I'm taking care of mom.
Okay.
Then what are you going to say?
Well, then you don't get a job you're done taking care of mom.
Or you can't go to different. You're not going to catch a fish.
Either move mom with you or
to
wait.
It is what it is. There are the realities
of
life.
And it's good for her. She's taking care of her mom. That's good.
It's great. And I would say, look, if you're 41 years of age and never had sex and aren't interested in sex, just stay single. Now she's saying she's interested in sex and she wants to be with someone. Now, if you're saying, I just want companionship, but you don't want sex, then stay single.
Well, she says intimacy, so whatever that means.
But she says
could
she
that mean
misses,
sex?
That could be, that'd be
right. She misses.
Intimacy is a Christian term for sex.
Or is it that she just misses being close to someone? I miss connection and intimacy.
Okay, so if you're missing just there. Connection, get a dog. If you're missing connection,
sure
get a puppy.
There.
I don't know. I kind of read because she mentioned masturbation too.
Yeah, apparently she'd been doing that.
So if it's a sexual thing, then good.
Then try to get married.
Then you need to go find a husband. Yes. And you're not going to find one in a little town. And if you say, well, I can't because I have mom, well, gee, your life sucks. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
Right.
You know, you have to go look. And don't sit around waiting for God to do it for you.
What do you say to her when she says, I'm tired of feeling bad that I'm not completely content in my relationship with God?
You don't feel bad. It's not about being content in your relationship with God. You know, are you going to eat today? Well, yeah. Well, what if you get hungry? Are you saying, well, Jesus should fill me up? I mean, there's the physical side of life. I'm content with God, and I want to go eat lunch.
Sure.
Actually, I want to finish the show so we can go eat lunch.
So we can hurry and go eat lunch.
Okay. So, I mean, that's not saying I don't need God.
I have a question. What if, you know, this is just my brain in smaller as it is. Oh, wait,
before you go on.
Yep.
Only because I'm obnoxious. But the point being is you have a physical need. Sex is a physical need.
Yes.
You don't have to feel bad because you have a physical need.
No.
If you feel bad that you need to eat and you think that's an insult to God, well, you're a little crazy.
Well, if she's all depressed and her life is ruined because she doesn't have a man, well, then that's not good. But it doesn't sound like in this situation.
Look, there are millions of women who feel depressed because they don't have me.
Oh,
that Lord I understand.
Have mercy.
Yeah, because they just wanted me.
Because you're such a gem and everybody wants you.
Mm-hmm. Rough cut, undiscovered. Mm-hmm. What a shame.
So that enters that. But what are you going to do? Okay, so now your point.
My question is, you know, she's saying that she's in a prominent position. She's an elder. She can't date anybody in her church. Apparently a very small pond. What's more important to her? Finding this mate or her position in the church?
True.
To a different group,
I don't think there's no reason you can't date someone because you're an elder in your church. First of all, that's just silly thinking.
Yeah,
but everybody knows my name. Cheers, type thing.
Yeah, well,
you know, in her community.
She drinks it beer. Dear, cheers. I don't know what she. Who knows? Who cares?
But what's more important, though?
Yeah. Do you want to have the elder position, or do you want to have?
I don't think it's a matter of importance. I think she's not thinking clearly in her head.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to. It's fine. You can date someone just because you're an elder doesn't mean you can't date someone. What's that got to do with anything? What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
I don't know what that has to do with
it. It has nothing to do with anything. So your thinking's a little screwy there.
It's not like you're a teacher and you're saying I can't date my students.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
exactly. Good point.
That's a little bit different.
If you're a fourth grade teacher and you start dating one of the boys in your class.
Problematic.
That's a little bit of a problem. Okay. So it's not that. Okay. You're an elder in the church. Fine. You're not forbidden for dating anyone. It's absurd. So straighten out that thinking. My guess is if you live in a tiny, tiny town where there's no people, then you probably have a tiny, tiny church where there's no people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her problem.
Yep.
You're going to, I would, why can't I? I need mom. Okay, then your life sucks. What are you going to do?
Just she could do online dating and see if some nice guy wants to come and move near her and be there with mom. Whatever. You could do that.
The thing is, if you're going to catch a fish, you have to go try and find the fish.
Yes.
You know, God can guide and direct. People think I'm against God guiding and directing.
No,
I'm not. It's like, and I use this analogy when we did our singles DVD.
Yes.
You should get my singles DVD. It'll be out in 30 days or so. And I talked through this thing. But it's like if you lose your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose your glasses, I have no problem praying. In fact, I will pray. Lord, help me find my glasses.
I say that all the time because I can't find things.
I know.
Jesus, show me where it is.
That's because you're really old and you can't remember anything.
You're aged.
You're aged. What are you going to do? So us aged people, you know, we pray and say, Lord, help us find the glasses. What did I do? Holy Spirit, you know, that's fine. But that's different than if I went and sat on the front porch and just sat down and you came to me and said, what are you doing? I says, I've lost my glasses. And you said, well, are you going to go look for glasses? No, I'm waiting for the Lord to bring me my glasses. See, that's the stupidity of these people who are waiting for God to bring me a husband. No, you need to go look for one. Well, there's nobody around. Then, dear, you have to move. It's the only option. And if you're really lonely, pack up mom and take her with you. Maybe she can find some geezer to date herself. I don't know. Come up to Wisconsin. Apparently, we're very aged up here.
Yeah.
And so anyway, you know, there is no answer for this.
No. You can't just stay where you're at.
I don't want to change anything, but how can I fix this?
Yep.
You can't. You're going to have a change. First of all, you need to change the way you think, certainly about the elder thing.
Yep.
And if there are, you literally on a little dinky town where there are no available men, your life sucketh.
Either get comfortable with no men
or
move.
Move, sweetheart.
Date somebody long distance if they can move into your area or whatever.
I don't know what answer people are thinking when they're looking for that kind of answer, but it's very bizarre.
Okay, this email says, I've listened to your show and read your book, and it has really helped me to make a great marriage even better, so thank you.
You're welcome.
My husband and I became Christians about 2 years ago. My husband is a wonderful man, and I have loved seeing what God has done in our lives and in our marriage. We go to church and Bible study together every week, and each read devotionals and the Bible every night. We tie to the church and are active in many ministries. I've heard pastors mention
before. Move to Green Bay. Yes. Come to my church.
She's heard pastors mention before that Christian couples should pray together. I've been told that this type of prayer brings the couple closer to each other and to God. This may sound strange, but as a new Christian, I sometimes find myself wondering about something and I'm not sure of the right answer. My husband and I both pray for each other in our own prayer time, but have not tried to pray out loud together except over meals. Is praying separately for each other okay, or is it best for us to pray out loud with one another? Is it okay to include some topics in couple prayer and keep some things for private prayer time? Should the husband lead the prayer or should we
Okay, too many questions. Start with one. Start with the first one. Let's answer the first one. What was the first question?
Is praying separately for each other okay, or is it best to pray out loud with each other?
It's absolutely perfectly fine to pray separately. Mm-hmm. You should have separate prayer life. It is great if you can pray together. Sure. You know, learn how to do that. But to answer the question, of course you can pray separately.
Yes. Okay, then you answered the second question. Should the husband lead the prayer or should we both be speaking?
You know, there's no rule on this. People would say the husband has to. Who says that? Doesn't say he has to lead it. I would suggest that he would. I think it would be good for him, too. I think she would like it
but
if he did.
He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have
there's
to.
There's no firm and fast rule.
And you don't have to pray. I'm trying to think here. I've been married for 38 years. I've known her for years before that. We will pray. I'm the only one who prays. I don't think I've ever heard her pray.
Pray out loud.
Out loud
when you've prayed together.
Me. I don't think so.
Is that right?
In all these years, yeah.
Same thing with me. I will say the same thing to my, you know, let's, you know, pray. She goes, oh, I have been. I've been praying for you. Or I pray about this stuff. I'm like.
You just don't.
Really?
Do it together.
Yeah. Because I've never heard it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like reading, you know, the Bible. I never sit down
about
and
that.
Read. You
know, but I know then we're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
If I hear someone say something like, you should both pray together and pray yes. out loud together.
Your wife should be praying out loud for you, too.
I just stop thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now my life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of the advice that we give for people
isn't.
Makes things worse.
It does. It really
I mean,
does.
It's like, I was fine until I heard the one lady had sex
three times
in 24 hours. It's just not right.
Maybe we should be praying with our wives a lot more.
I need to pray more with my wife. So, I mean, seriously, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. There are fine in their
yes.
marriage. They're fine. They have sex once a month yeah. or twice a week or three times a week. And then they'll hear some guy who has sex
three times, you know,
twice times
hours.
A day. Every day they have sex twice a day. Yeah. And let's say this
and
guy,
they feel bad.
And maybe he's a pastor and he talks about marriage and my wife and I have sex twice every day. You know, well, now everybody, their life sucks.
Yeah.
Right?
When you compare it. When you
because now you think,
yes.
Well, man, I thought I was good. Not my last sex because we don't have sex.
Twice a day.
Well, I don't know. At least three times in 24 hours. Is, man, I think I'm too old for that now.
Dude, it's only 6 minutes. Remember she said it was 2 minutes.
No, she said if need be.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes.
I know.
If need be. I mean, she never says no to the boy. I like this lady.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I think I hate her, actually. So anyway.
And him too.
So you know, all of a sudden now people are bummed out because they don't have sex 3 times in 24 hours. Okay, here's a couple. They're fine. And I've, you know, my wife and I have never gone and done marriage enrichment things.
No.
Do you know why? It's because of stuff like this.
Because then you'd feel bad for what you should be doing.
We were great.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, after 40 years of marriage, after listening to this lady, I'm thinking, oh, my life sucks because I don't think I've ever heard my wife pray out loud.
There's no shoulds to this.
I've heard her pray out loud for others, but that's, you know what I'm saying?
Not with you. And you're okay with that.
Well, it was fine. It was fine until I read the email.
Yeah.
Now my life sucks.
Not feeling convicted.
Yeah, I'm not really. But I'm just saying. And what do you care what I think about this stuff, you know?
Well, they're new Christians and they want to do things right in the way that it should be done.
Relax a little bit. You pray, you do. Well, we'll pick this up maybe on tomorrow's show. I got to go. See ya.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.